Are there any other members of the public wishing to testify in opposition of LD 1671?
Hello, Representative Sebra, and our absent other committee chair, Collins, et al. My name is Will Niels. I'm a lifetime resident of the town of Appleton, Knox County, northern Knox County. As many have stated so enthusiastically about the areas where they're from, we like to consider it the most beautiful area in Maine, but unfortunately there's all those people from away who remind us that it isn't anymore. And that's, you see, part of the problem, of course, with what happens when you open up gateways and things. It's all very exciting here as we're talking about this. I know it seems really, really valuable to all the business people who think it's a good idea. But unfortunately, nonetheless, we still need to deal with some very, very basic cold hard facts about this proposal. I think first cold hard fact is this. If we're deluding ourselves into believing that this highway, which they've been floating, I believe, since sporadically and in different forms since the Great Depression, I mean, it dates from the Roosevelt administration originally, some of the original suggestions about this. So if we've had 80 years to do this in the state of Maine with federal money, and they still haven't figured out a way to get the public to fund it, it seems relatively delusional to believe that the private sector is going to step right up and do it immediately if they haven't already. I mean, you'd think they would have run into it. I wonder why they're holding back. But nonetheless, we have to recognize that this will have a very, very hard effect on northern Maine. There will be cultural repercussions. Anytime a community is blown up, and I think anybody who has a large four-lane highway put to their community, if they grew up there, would consider it to be sort of blown up, you know, so it changes differently culturally and everything. And if you don't agree with me, go to Belgrade. It's not there, but it's awful close, isn't it? Gosh, and there's a lot of people in there from away with their money because it's so conveniently easy to access in their Beamer. And that's the thing you see about access. The access here, I don't know, but I'm not sure a lot about the folks who live up and around Dover, Foxcroft, Sangerville, where I hang out, some of those places. I don't know if they're going to have 50, 75, 100. We don't know exactly how many dollars it's going to be to participate in this nifty private highway, but I doubt very much that any local Mainers are going to be able to afford to get on it. So that means what you've got is what you have when you travel through Central America, some of those really nifty privately funded highways down in Mexico, which I think are favored by all sorts of different business. You know how many different kinds of businesses there are in Mexico. But the reality is it's cost prohibitive to the communities that they run through. You don't get to participate in it. So that's one cold hard fact we should begin to start to get in our heads, because that, of course, is going to be one of the things that your constituents will hold you accountable for later if you've presented to them that this is going to be some sort of a positive thing for them, and then they find out they can't even participate economically. I have a sneaking suspicion they may hold you accountable for that, in fact, and that's one of the things that we have to recognize. So A is cost. It's going to be cost prohibitive for us, the Mainers. Then at that point in time, we must get into why would it be happening? Well, I guess then it's got to be beneficial for those Canadian companies, which thank you so much, Pete, for being truthful about everything. We do appreciate you listing Irving twice. They are quite powerful here in this bioregion. It's important for us to remember that it's the Canadian companies who are driving this discussion. The only people you find in the state who will stand up for it right now are a few representatives of some trade organizations who've signed on, besides Pete, of course. He's going to make a lot of money on this, so he wants it. But nonetheless, I would point out we didn't see one citizen who didn't have a nifty title associated with their name today speak for this. Not one citizen. There were titles. Everybody had titles, okay? And I think that that's a really, really interesting sign. We did have the lady right here who runs the Heritage Farm, which is very important. But nonetheless, that's the point, is this is not about us having some symbolic token celebration of a bygone Maine history and era and past. The reality is there isn't a hollow section of northern Maine that encompasses the east, west, and north, apparently, as some people believe. That actually is the last living active culture we have in this state that hasn't been destroyed yet. I went to high school in Camden. Appleton, you get routed to Camden for high school. So we had the great joyous benefit of associating with all those millionaires' children from away and getting the cultural repercussions of that. We've lost most of the coast. Okay, that culture that we're all so proud of. Good luck being a fisherman in Camden Harbor now. Okay, so that's the whole point, you know, is if we don't draw lines in the sand and start talking about our communities, our real communities, the heart of Maine, not the hollow part, the heart of Maine is our heritage and our culture, and it's the traditions which have kept at least a huge portion of this state somehow rational in the face of the insane culture which America has attempted to drive down our throats. And we have to acknowledge that because our elders, the old-timers in the heart of Maine, they always knew it was a scam. It was just the folks who got conned into coming down here to Augusta or moving to Bangor or going to Portland who didn't realize it was a scam. And
Representative, excuse me, Representative.
I point out Pete Vigue got to pontificate for 35 minutes here.
The next, we ought to call security. There'll be order in the room.
There'll be order as long as it's fair, sir.
I just want to say one thing.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Because the Senate chair didn't read this at the beginning of the hearing, but the purpose of this hearing is to invite testimony from members of the public regarding the proposed legislation that is pending before this committee. The committee will hear the testimony from persons to be heard today. With leave of the chair, committee members may ask questions of any person testifying today. Other questions are not permitted. Whether or not you testify, you may submit written testimony to the committee and it will be distributed to committee members. Please keep your comments to the bill, the resolve at hand, LD 1671. That's what I'm going to say.
Thank you, Rich.
No, it's Chairman Sieber. Thank you.
Yes, sir. In returning to the resolve of this suggested expenditure of $300,000, I believe it is not necessarily exclusively access to global markets, as suggested by some, which hinder our ability to value add our products in the state. The simple reality is if we had more ways to value add blueberries instead of just selling them raw to other companies which process them, other ways to value add a variety of the things we do produce in the state, that would change the economic dynamics at hand. The problem is a lack of vision. And so therefore, when people step up here and claim, of course, that that's the challenge, you have to address it. I apologize, Representative Sieber, if I got off topic. But nonetheless, it's concerning to me because we have to deal with the facts. When you sell stuff raw, with almost no refinement, you're not getting your dollar value out of it. It's that simple. And so I don't believe that exclusively trucking routes are what are hampering certain value adding of Maine products. And I think that's relatively, that's just inefficient and it's disingenuous to claim it is. Let's get back to a couple of very specific points here. Representative Thomas claimed that the good folks who are providing hardwood products up there in his general area need to reach out further for their white birch. Perhaps they'll be reaching out to Canada, so that way we'll be importing trees from outside of the state of Maine. That concerns me. Senator Sherman, with the Maine Canadian Advisory Commission, explained in depth about how supportive the Canadians are of this. I'm not surprised. I would consider them to be ignorant if they weren't supporting us expending this money to their benefit. I'm sure they would be supportive of this. I just don't think we should be supportive of this, and I don't think you should be. Deputy Commissioner Van Note, who pointed out that the study has symbolically attached the $100,000 total, but it's not really clear. They may exceed that. That's been called up into question by a variety of different people, including people who support the very study. The hollow middle. Mr. Vigue stated that this, quote, fills Maine's hollow middle, the east, west, and north. I guess it's going to fill it with, what, Canadian legal road trucks that have double trailers? I don't think there's a hollow middle in this state. I think there is a lack of respect for our cultural heritage and tradition. I think that that disconnect does not begin when you get to Augusta. It begins farther north than that. And I think that the idea that if we put a road that totally bisects this state through it, it's going to make it better for the people above that road is truly delusional. We have got to recognize that what we need in this state is visioning that comes not exclusively from the giant business sector who can figure out how to be able to scam more hard-earned taxpayer dollars out of the government's coffers. We need a vision that incorporates in the small communities which are most affected. And that is crucial. The reason this highway has never been built is because you still cannot get those citizens to step up. And I would ask you, where are they today? It was trade association. representatives who are here and the people who will benefit from this, they're all paid to be here. We are not and never will be. I urge you strongly to vote against this, and I urge you to be sensible. Sensible. Think about it. It's a long, hard fight, and it's going to be a big campaign, and it will stay for the duration.
Thank you for your testimony. Are there questions from members of the committee?
Sure there won't be.